when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality podcast. I am Nicole, your host, and we're back for another Love is Blind Season 7, which of course means Quita Tinsley is back. Hi! Okay, oh my god. We have another season, and this one's in Washington, D.C. Oh
my god. I'm actually in D.C. right now, and it's just pure coincidence. But I have to say, after we got the treat that Love is Blind UK, mm-hmm. the Americans aren't really giving. I mean, they're giving, but it's like...
Yeah.
Something different. I'm like,
something different. Washington, D.C. is a very black place, and yes. that really was reflected in the couples in the cast this season.
It was.
So that's interesting. Also, I think the politics, the political conversations we got going on this season.
Oh, interesting. I mean, honestly, just watching like the Meet the Cast, mm-hmm. I was like noting how many folks were in the military mm-hmm. and like in ways that I hadn't noticed with previous mm-hmm. casts. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, it's not that surprising, I guess. So yeah, let's jump into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, I got everyone's sun sign literally from Netflix. This is what they do when they list the cast and everything. The first people we're going to talk about is Garrett and Taylor. Garrett is a Taurus. Taylor is a Pisces.
Okay.
Yeah, Taylor really made an interesting choice. In the pods, she was one of those of like, I am here not to be judged on my looks.
Mm-hmm.
She then starts talking about her family, and she's like, we all call my mom by her first name because it's so great in a very respectful way. You won't, but also I won't be telling you what her name is because it gives away my ethnicity. The tailspin Garrett went on.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even think about race.
Mm-mm. He was shook.
he said so much that I wish Taylor just sat for a second and like processed with him of yeah. what he was processing mm-hmm. because girl, I think this was a red flag.
Honestly, I think it was a red flag on both sides.
Yeah,
a little bit. It's like a lot of Asian women do experience people exotifying them in like weird and gross ways. So maybe she was trying to avoid that or trying to avoid any like racist thoughts or stereotypes from Garrett. But when she essentially made it clear that she was a woman of color in some way, right? Garrett lost it. I mean, he was like, I've only ever dated white women, but like, but then, you know, being like, it feels like you're being calculated or like strategic.
In yes.
And it's like, yeah. Is it that deep?
It is. It is deep. We cannot ignore the country and like the state that we're in. And then Taylor here is taking the chance of, I'm not going to talk about my ethnicity with this white man. And I'm like, is this what one of the benefits of being a black woman is? Because it's like, we can't set that aside.
Yeah.
We don't play like that.
No. And my thing is, like, I want you to know my race, because if you want some weird stuff, I'm not trying to get engaged with you. I'm not trying to keep going on this, like, emotional intimacy journey with you if you're, like,
yes.
racist or like weird, you know, or like anti-black, like no.
So
yeah, for me it felt very interesting that she was like, no, I don't want you to know what I look like, because I'm like, okay, if you were just to say you were Asian, that is a big assumption, because like Asian folks can look a myriad of ways, you mm-hmm. know, like someone who's Vietnamese might not look the same as someone who's Sri Lankan, might not look the same as someone who's Filipino. So it's just like, I think it's like, I get she didn't want him to project anything onto her, but I'm just like, you can't control it.
If you did, that would have been your sign to go. Like, why are you prolonging this process?
Exactly.
If he is racist, it'll come out. Like, and him, he literally slipped up and said he was shocked, then tried to walk back saying that he wasn't shocked. Like, girly, this is when we listen and we put on. He literally said, I've only dated white girls. And Taylor's just like, but I want you to love me for me. Boo boo. Your ethnicity is part of you. It's exactly. Literally where you come from. You say you can't say your mother's name, or it might exclude you from a white dating pool. All the other ones are talking freely about their cultures and themselves, getting no closer there, man. And I can't really blame Garrett if he's like, you kind of playing mind games now, because what are you hiding? And she was like, oh, I don't want to come off as, like, calculated. I noticed later she really has a problem with the words he uses in regards to her sometimes, because he was, like, talking about how they're both aggressive. He used aggressive. And she was like, I'm aggressive? And he's like, well, I mean both in our careers.
Right.
And I'm just like,
yeah. I mean, they are both kind of intense people.
Mm-hmm.
How, I mean, she likes banter a lot, but she uses, like, that dry humor. So, like,
yeah.
You know? Like, okay. I mean, I like them. I like that they're very nerdy together. I mean, aside from that particular thing, yeah, I really like them as a couple. I thought it was really great the ways that they clicked with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both into science. Kanna gave Lydia Milton. You can check out my interview with Lydia on this channel, guys. But beyond that, I'm sorry. I can't get over how he reacted to her just not being white. Because what was he really scared of? And what was he shocked by? You know, like, that's very interesting. And yeah, they seem fine, but we see that teaser.
I know.
Ooh. And Taylor, this is why we don't do first or anything like that. Because, okay, maybe Garrett's ex reached out. Maybe they can be cool. We're queer people here. Some of us are friends with our exes. We're not the whole team. It has to be negative. But we obviously see Taylor is like, you need to shut this down. And I want to bet race is going to come up soon. Because I can't imagine Taylor just forgets that this man said he never dated anyone who isn't white. His white ex comes up and he's still leaving open the door. It's like, why? Because maybe you got what you did not expect or what? So we'll have to watch these two.
We will. And the way his mama was talking to her in the teaser, I was just like, I'm going to need you to calm down, ma'am. I will say, to me, their meeting, their reveal felt a little awkward.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't stand out to me as like, oh, this is so romantic.
No.
And then that. It would have to be awkward because he didn't know what the heck he was going to find.
That's true.
He's just more like, more so than everyone else.
Right. He's like, I have no clue what this person's about to look like. Like,
imagine. Imagine. Like, most people are like, tell me about your family. She can't even go through her whole family history because she wants to hide her ethnicity.
Right.
All right, let's talk about our first messy love triangle. I know I usually wait till the end, but we're going to split the love triangles. We got Leo here and Aries, which I knew it when he started coming for yelling at Hannah. Aries. Hannah is an Aquarius. Very interesting. And Brittany's a Cancer, which it's given. It's giving cancer.
It's giving water sign energy.
Absolutely. She's like, I'm intuitive. I'm so smart. I'm intuitive. So Leo has a very interesting backstory in that he comes from money. He's an art dealer. He inherited the family business because everyone died of cancer.
I was like, oh, that's sad. That's like really sad. Like, that's, oh my God.
This man is traumatized. Okay. So yeah, he talks about that. He says he's blessed a lot. And this is the thing. This is the thing when rich people actually get on TV, because real rich people with money, family money, usually stay away from television for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I clocked how many times he called his inherited money blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is giving the whole, what's it called when Christianity is like, oh, the godly people get all the money?
Prosperity gospel, it's given, yeah.
It's given prosperity gospel. Don't look at where the family money actually came from. We're just blessed.
Right, right.
And lucky and all of these things. And I'm just like, word. Okay. He hits it off with Hannah. So him and Hannah click because of,
well, when he said he was an arts dealer, she was like, oh, that's a cool job. And then she's like, do you like Van Gogh? And then yeah. I feel like, you know, like they were trying to, they were like clicking about that. And they were talking about Europe and traveling and adventures and all of that. Yes. I feel like she momentarily kind of like unknowingly kind of like cosplayed that she was like familiar with that culture, because then later on when he's like, you know, like I'm usually hesitant because when women know what I do, that I'm an art dealer, and she's like, I didn't even know what that was.
Exactly. And you know what I wrote? I was like, I think he got more turned on because he's like, and I can teach you, and you know, men love explaining things. So he was like, oh, I can, don't worry about that. I can teach you. And then, he's talking about, oh, we're twin flames. What do you know about her?
Great question. What do you actually know about this woman? What have you learned about her?
She also starts talking about vampires and how she would turn him. And then he's like, you're very mature. And I'm like, he literally sees her as the young, dumb one. And he's like, that's what I need in my life. I don't need no hardness, no hardship, which he would have gotten hardship. He just didn't know it yet.
He just didn't realize.
But Hannah's giving easygoing, not pressed. Brittany wants to appear like she's not pressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he smelled the the trophy wife off of her. And he's like, I know I'm expected to want this thing, but I don't want this thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
I mean, it's like Brittany was a safe choice, right? It's like a woman who would easily blend in into his life, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have her own ambitions or, like, a really career-oriented, like, you know, like.
I don't think that's true, though. I think he smells that Brittany's very ambitious, but the ambition is to get a rich man. The ambition is to live a certain lifestyle. After he's talking about my biggest insecurity is that a woman wants me for my money.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did I wrote down that, why didn't you hide that? You could have been just like Taylor, not saying a word about your money. See if these women actually liked you for you. This is the one time you could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted to talk. So right. Now you'll never know. And on top of that, later on, when he tells Brittany, oh, well, you know, I have multiple options, she's like, I know. And I wrote down, you know, because he's talking about his money to people.
It honestly, when I think about Leo, I'm like, how much do we actually know about Leo outside of the fact of, like, the tragedy with his family and that he's rich?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm like, he uses being an art dealer and having all this money as his entire personality. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, so who are you? And how are you learning about these women that you so-called love or falling in love with? Like,
for sure. Well, Hannah is really into another person as well. Nick B.
Now they're both Aquarians.
I feel like they're so different. I wonder what their other ones are. Now, Nick, he used to be an All-American kicker and punter for the XFL and something else. I don't know what those things are, but good for him.
CFL, yeah.
Yeah, he's obviously very proud of himself.
Clearly.
Yeah. And he's charismatic. All the women are like, oh, you a smooth talker. Nick commits the ultimate white sin by saying that he's hotter than Travis Kelce and Hannah's hotter than Taylor Swift. I was like, the way I don't care about those two people, yo. I'm so done with hearing Travis Kelce, mostly. Hannah's giving young.
You know who Hannah started to remind me of at a certain point?
I know who it was. Chelsea,
yeah. For me, I was like, yes. I was like watching it. I was like, oh, it's giving Megan Fox.
I think that Hannah is a hot woman. The problem is that Hannah's not confident at all. And when I had one theory when I first watched this, and she was like kind of dead on when she apologizes to Nick later, because she was just like, you know, I was scared that you were going to hurt me. You're giving very confident. You're giving, you must be the hottest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually very scared you're going to be disappointed once you see me. And he's like, well, I don't even know what you look like. Like, she was saying, she was accusing this man of objectifying her, which sometimes I'm like, this is also like a woman just learning feminism a little bit. Because it's like, obviously we all know you're going to the beach after this. Like, there has never been any other kind of trip. It's not out of the realm of him being like, ah, I can't wait till we go on vacation after we get engaged and I see you in a bathing suit. And she's like, he objectified me. And everyone knows I'm hot and men like you treat me like this outside. But then you're like, but then I also gained weight and I lost 40 pounds. And it's like, girl. Another layer of what happened in this dynamic. I think that Hannah got real jealous of Nick's confidence.
Yeah.
And after, when she sees him, she beats down that confidence even more. She's like, how dare you have me sweating when you look like this? How dare you think of yourself as hotter than Travis Kelce, and you're giving this, you're not even taller than me. And now she's making goddamn bullet points to chip at his confidence even more, because how dare you feel so good about yourself when I don't feel good about me?
Exactly. And that's my thing with why she reminded me so much of Chelce, was like, when she was in the pods, she was trying to like position herself as also being confident, and like, men only want me because I'm hot. But the moment they got in, or honestly, she was spiraling in the pod, and you started to see, actually, she is deeply insecure. But yeah, once they got in person, it was like she couldn't keep up the facade anymore, and she's so insecure. And you're right, her insecurities, then she's like, well, I'm insecure, so you shouldn't be confident. And you being loud and you riding a duck and you talking to another woman makes me so insecure, and like, I don't know why you're doing this. Like, I was just like, I was so confused when the thing happened with the woman, because I was like, this is an older woman, right?
Here's my thing. Because it's still, he's happy. I don't think she likes that he's happy. Because she's not happy. Because what is your problem with this man riding a duck? And then here's on top of it. We're not supposed to get into this yet. I was talking about the other love story. It's okay. We're in it now, and I'm fired up, because this man doesn't have the insecurity of, I'm a grown man riding a duck on television. Hannah is like, no, I'll get the ick. But then another woman comes, has fun with your man. She don't care. Yes, it is an older woman, but that older woman also seemed confident as hell. She's also wearing a freaking bikini. She don't care. They're having fun. And then what did Hannah add to that woman saying bitch about her?
Exactly.
It wasn't bad enough. She had to lie to make it worse. And that's right. When you know you're in the wrong.
Exactly. Because that woman said, oh, she's jealous. Don't be jealous.
And you were jealous. You later admit, finally, you were jealous. And then you want to talk about respect. You disrespect me. He wanted to write a duck. You wanted to scare him out of writing the duck. He did it anyways. And now you're like, but this is what respect means to me. And this is my problem with the word respect. And yes, respect can absolutely mean different things to different people. But sometimes some of y'all be misusing the word respect.
That part. Mm-hmm.
You just didn't do what I wanted you to do. And now all of a sudden that's disrespectful. Girl! He has agency. He gets to have agency.
He was riding
a duck.
She keeps bringing it up and like arguing about it, and it's just like he rode a duck. Like
now, you're the girl mad about a grown man riding a duck. Like maybe she's a little kooky for doing that, but you're kookier.
You're kookier.
Mad.
Exactly. Like,
and wanting to write a bullet list. Calling him delusional. And then at the end, he's like, maybe I'm not the only one delusional. Girl.
It's like, you know you're not, Nick. You know you're not. If you don't like this man, just say that.
Just say that. You can't. But Hannah is a hypocrite. And a lot of straight women like this are hypocrites. You can't be anti-fat phobia and anti-objectifying women and at the same time be shady to smaller men. Because they go hand in hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole belief that a woman needs to be small is because a man needs to be big. So you're sitting there, you're spinning out because you know you're not a size 2. He's talking about swimsuits and you're like, oh my God, I'm being objectified. But then you're like, I'm taller than you. And like, I'm going to wear my heels. I'm a tall bitch. I should be able to wear heels. But then you're like making like snide comments about him. You point out that like, or I think he admits he's blonde, he dyed it, and she's like, yeah, I can tell. And you have, like, grays. And, like, just doing the most. If he ever talked to you that way, we would be dragging him for filth. But you feel empowered.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he lied about his appearance. I was, like, talking to someone who watches football, and I was like, because we did know, I was like, oh, he is small. He is a smaller frame guy, right?
Put her on a punter. What did she say?
Exactly. And that's literally what they said. Like, oh, yeah. Like, that makes sense. He's a punter and a kicker. And I'm like, oh, so that also low-key means Hannah might not know a lot about football. But, like, I'm like, is this another art dealer situation? It's like she thinks she knows what this means, but she doesn't. And she's running with her own assumption. And then she's like, he lied to me.
She dumped Nick. I was like, okay, I'm in it. I'm in it for Leo. Brittany's like, oh, my God, Leo. Oops. Was it an oops?
Was it? Because the way it happened, I was like, that feels a little messy, but
She's a little messy. She was like, I see you. I up one. Like, Hannah got shook to her boots. She immediately ran back.
Right. She was like, actually, producers, I need a date with Nick. Please stop him before he goes home. That's my man, my man, my man. I think I might love him.
She was not ready to go up against Brittany because she didn't want to get engaged. She probably knew she was ahead, could have gotten engaged. But then afterwards, if he saw everyone, she didn't want that.
Exactly. And this is my thing, too, right? It's like why it is like, you have to talk about race sometimes when thinking about these things, because the reality is if Hannah were black or like maybe potentially another woman of color, she probably wouldn't have these deep, deep insecurities about her body. Cause I'm like, the reality is she isn't fat.
Yeah.
She's just like tall, you know, so I'm just like, but she, it, through whiteness, right, experiencing constantly being compared probably to small petite women like Britney, like blonde women like Britney, right, and like feeling like she
is the white beauty standard, like literally.
Right, and the moment that Britney comes in, it's like, oh, and I was telling Leo, and Hannah was like, I can't compete. Like, I'm not even going to try. Get my other man back.
Exactly. Also, Britney gets embarrassed. Like, this is so wild. So, and also, okay, so how they make it seem, which I'm not going to buy, because we have to remember this is Netflix, and Netflix has been called out for doing shady stuff with the edit. This is something we need to think about when we're talking about this show. But they make it seem like, okay, Hannah goes back and takes Nick back, but then she's still continuing with Leo. Leo's like, yeah, I'm interested in two of you, but I want to see it through to the end. Hannah's like, oh yeah, like that makes sense. And then he was like, oh my god, you're so great. And she's like, that makes sense, because I'm going with my safe bet.
Period. She said, yeah, we keep going on dates, but like eventually I'm gonna cut this off, because I'm not competing with Britney.
Not doing it. I'm not setting myself up like that. So now, Brittany gets shook because Leo freaking flat out says, oh, you're my number two. You my second favorite girl. If and she now wasn't after there, this you would day. You would be wifey. If Hannah wasn't there, you would be wifey.
But then he's like, and now after this date, you're both my number one.
Brittany is like, you're killing me. But this is the problem. This is the problem from all of you little girls who want to be very DeLulu online, listening to the Sprinkle Sprinkle and all of that. Because this is what you really get when you get a rich man. He will sun you every single time. Even if he's gonna pick you, he gonna sun you over and over again, and he knows you're gonna take it because he knows what you're really there for. This is not about love or anything. This is a convenience. This is the most rich white ish we've ever seen on this show, and I love it. These rich married folks hate each other.
They do.
They cheat on each other all the time. As long as you do not get caught in public.
Exactly. As long as you don't publicly embarrass me, I don't care. Brittany's do whatever,
like,
you want to do.
Give me the rock I want. And, like, the rock he said was not unique. He's like, oh, she said, I don't want to answer. And this is another test. The test of the will. Brittany, is she the strongest or the weakest soldier? I don't know.
She's definitely the weakest. Like, just, I don't know. I don't know. It was just like, for me, I can't stand Leo. Because I feel like he is manipulative. I can't say he's narcissistic, but he's very egotistical.
Oh, yeah.
At no point did he affirm either of these women. The only reason we know that Hannah was his number one at some point was because he was telling Britney. Because at no point did he tell Hannah that she was his number one. You know, I'm just like, and if those feelings about her, if the only way you can express them is to, like, check another woman about her position in line, then does any of this even matter? You know? It doesn't. It doesn't.
He was toying. Like, he had Britney right where he needed her, preying on that insecurity of, like, I got this other girl. The other girl don't know nothing. And, like, crazy. I mean, part of me is starting to think, did he want Britney all along and he was putting her through trials and tribulations? I don't know.
I mean, I felt like he knew he could, He knew she could always be his fiance at the end of this.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like I think he was really intrigued by Hannah, because he probably hasn't ever dated a woman like Hannah, you know? I feel like he was picking up that she was, like, a small town country girl, and I feel like he liked that about her.
Probably easily impressed.
Exactly. I feel like, yeah, he liked, because, yeah, the way he even talked, like mm-hmm. being like, yeah, I feel like, you know, I would never cross paths with a woman like you. And it's like, what does that mean? Like, is that a compliment or like?
Yeah. It's like the little experiment when you date a regular. A regular. It's like, ooh, this is so new. I get to show you all these things. Where Brittany's like, I've dated athletes, da da da. She said, if I wanted to marry for money, I would have. And I'm like,
well, why didn't you? Why are you here?
Really? I don't believe that. Because this man tried to shut the door on your face multiple times, and you were like, more please. More please. Like, she always did little things to try and take her power back, right? She's like, mm-hmm. what if I ghosted you after he said, and it's like, but you're not. You literally could. We've seen people leave the process, but you right. just want to give that idea into his head. You're not actually going to do it. You're like, right. you know, I could do this to you.
But I won't.
But I won't. And it's like, okay, girl, like, you can keep trying. She says, I love you to him. He doesn't say it back. And she starts crying, covering her face. Is there any other horrific things he does to her?
I mean, he was just really playing games. Like,
yeah, he was playing games.
He was playing games.
Hannah, I guess, dumps him?
Yeah, tries to.
And he starts, this turned into a negotiation, okay? Okay, this was not a proposal. This is not a huge declaration. He's like, wait a minute. Let me, whatever you hold, you think is of value, I must devalue that to make mm-hmm. you feel stupid. So he's like, oh. You gonna get engaged? Is it because this man said, I love you first? Like, do you even like him? Which is a good question.
It really you know? Is. I'm like, it's a valid question, but
I kind of hate that he's kind of right.
Exactly. It's like, this is a valid question, but you're not the one to ask it.
Exactly. So, and Hannah's like, oh, I don't know. And she gets frazzled. He keeps pushing. She literally says, I don't like this. And guess what? Producers, this is when you should have intervened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Literally when you're like, okay, and we're going to take a break. Everyone can go to the bathroom because apparently you have to ask for permission for that. Let's go drink some water and have a freaking one-on-one. Someone is his producer. Producer, check him.
Exactly, because the way he was yelling and cussing at her was so inappropriate. It's like she went in there to break up with him. Essentially, he bullied her into giving him one more night.
Yes. For nothing. It was ridiculous. I wonder how long that went. That shouldn't have been allowed, and he probably shouldn't have been moving forward. You guys have how many lawsuits? Like, what are we doing here? The flags are up.
Exactly.
Anyways. So, and then she says no to him. Hannah says no to him for good, and he had the nerve to be like, well, can you talk to Brittany?
And tell her it was mutual.
The
way he was acting that next day, it was like he knew it was over. And so he's like, oh, well, now that it's over, let me rewrite the story. This exactly. was a mutual breakup. You know that Nick is for you, and I've always known that Brittany is for me. And it's like,
that's not what you said yesterday.
And that ain't what you were saying when you told Brittany she was number two when she came into that pod for a date.
Why are we rewriting things?
Like, stop lying.
Stop lying.
You
stop
feel
lying.
Rejected. You felt rejected last night. And now you're trying to rewrite history. But just take your L and marry your trophy wife.
I hope she gets some hell. I hope Brittany marries him and gives him
well, no.
hell.
You didn't see the update in the clip?
Wait, after they get engaged? Wait, I might have looked away. Is that why they're not on the trip? I was waiting.
Well, no, they weren't on the trip because there's a clip that shows after their reveal, and it's because they got engaged, and the producers didn't select them for the Cabo trip, and then they went on their own trip to Miami, and then they broke up weeks after that. Good.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah. It's like right after Britney's sitting there with his suit jacket on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, before they go to the next couple, they like do a quick clip of like they broke up. Or, yeah, they didn't get selected. Because I didn't even realize there were seven engaged couples that they
there
showed.
Was so many.
I like lost count like until they showed that, and they were like, the producers didn't choose them to be one of the six couples to go to Cabo.
Okay.
And so I wondered why, I'm like, I wonder if his incident with Hannah is mm-hmm. why they didn't choose him to go to Cabo.
I can only hope they're wisening up. I can only hope, but I doubt it. I bet, like, it was like, I don't know. I don't know what else happened there. We're going to have to wait and see, because that seems kind of convenient. just gonna say that. So yeah, I guess that then leaves us back to, and their first meeting was not great.
Mm-mm. Brittany seemed like she was losing her mind.
I would be after everything. Like, what? So back to Nick and Hannah. She goes back to Nick and Hannah. Like, I mean, we mostly already talked about them. Is there anything else we want to say about this disaster?
No. Other than, like, I just want them to break up, too.
Yeah.
Just like, Hannah, leave that man alone. Like, if you're just going to, like, belittle and berate him for his size, then just, like, leave him alone.
Leave him alone. We'll leave him alone. All right, moving on. All right, Tim and Alexandra. Oh, my God.
That was this has been a ride.
These two, Tim's talking a lot in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking a lot about how he lost his two sisters and moving forward with that. I was like, I'm actually not learning a lot about Alexandra. It's a lot of her comforting him. So, but boy, when we get out of those pods, we start learning a little bit more about this Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra, a Leo type of Virgo.
Yes. And I think we continue to see his inability to honor her emotional world. You know, because I'm like, it starts in the pod where he's very consumed with his emotional world, his story. We're not seeing him learn a lot about her, allow a lot of space for her vulnerability. And then that continues on. Or, you know, I think the big blow up at the end of their trip, I feel like, really kind of highlights
that. Very interesting. We might have different takes on that situation. Again, we didn't actually get to see it, so we only got the retelling.
Literally don't know, but
yeah. So these two, they go with everyone to Mexico, and then everything seems fine. All of a sudden, he walked into that hotel room in the morning. I was like, he didn't stay.
You're right, but then another couple, Monica from one of the other couples we're gonna talk about later, does note that she was like, did it seem weird between them last night?
Well, they're, like, picking at each other constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything he can do to annoy her, he finds funny. So, therefore, he's going to do it. She's like, no, I really don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. But then it's, like, the most petty stuff as well that it's, like, you're getting heated over him saying, like, what was it? He talked about his dog.
Like,
I got the dog on me.
Emmy, he said that in the pod. He's like, yeah, I'm that dog. I got that dog in me. And then he later talks about his dog, and he's like, that's my dog. And she's
like,
please stop.
That's funny. Let's have some humor. That's my dog. He's like, I'm talking about my dog.
She literally
was getting heated. I'm like, I'm sorry, Alexandra, but we got it. This ain't it, because you don't like this man.
That part. It was like, it started to realize, like, when she was telling him she didn't like his fashion, She didn't like that hat choice when they were in the store. I was just like, I don't think you like this man, but
you do not like this man. She's like very close to like calling him soft.
Like, which when he said, yeah, like I don't appreciate being called out of my name. I was like, did she call him a bitch? Because I could see her doing that.
I don't know what she did, but yeah. It was like, it was giving, they have this argument. He comes back in. He's not having it. He's like over it. She's trying to butter him up a little. She's like, come closer. This is how I know she was in the wrong. More than him. Because she's trying to get closer. He's like, nah. Like, he's like stonewalling. I am done here. She's like, no. This can be, like, made over with some sex. You fire signs. Your sex does not outweigh your toxicity. I'm sorry. It's Libra season now. let me tell you the truth, okay? Let me tell you the truth. So, yeah, he says that she called him out his name. First of all, she had an attitude. This is where it all started. She said she was missing home, but she wasn't saying anything about that, leaving him to be in his own thoughts of being like, is it me? Like, what's happening? Now, Quita, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
He didn't give her space for her internal world. Yeah. But literally all he was asking was communication. Just simply, I miss home.
Right. I hear that, right? I hear you on that. And I think a part of it also is like forcing someone to communicate their feelings when they're indicating that they are not in a place to do that is also not helpful. Because they're already indicating that something emotionally is off or wrong, or keep making them angry, sad, whatever it is, you know, and I think a part of it, and this might be my own trigger, right, around, like, I feel like sometimes as a Black femme, like, I feel like a lot of times people don't meet Black women and femmes with, like, softness when something is wrong with them, you know, like, it's like, you need to tell me what is wrong with you. You're not telling me what is wrong with you. You're upset with me. You know, it's like now he's going off on his own story about what's going on with him. And I get he needed some communication from her. But also he could have just simply been like, okay, cool. It seems like something's wrong. Like, what do you need? And kept it at that. Right. But it's like he became consumed about his own feelings. And now they end up arguing because he's upset. She's trying to tell, you know, because they mentioned, he was like, you called me insecure. And she's like, oh, I was saying you're speaking from your own insecurities, right? So that meant she was trying to indicate this don't have nothing to do with you. But because I'm not communicating what it is, you are running with your own insecurities. Because that's what comes up for a lot of people when someone's upset and they aren't sure if it's about them. It's from a place of insecurity of this person's upset with me. Because if you were secure in the fact that you know they can't be mad at you, you wouldn't be spiraling, right?
I mean, but she has been picking with him. Like, I think I get you. I think if they didn't already have this weird combative energy
that they both are participating in,
then he wouldn't have. It's like, I don't think that thought came out of the blue. Like, I think the underlying thing is Alexandra does not like this man. She does not respect this man.
No.
Because he's talking about, you covered my mouth. She's like, well, I put my hand on your, like, you putting hands?
Yeah,
and the first time, Tim was so clear. This is my thing, because I actually really respect Tim. Tim was so clear about his boundaries at the start when they're talking. Everything's cool. He's like, if I don't fight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fight. If it ever gets to a certain point, I'm out. Alexandra is one of those girlies who likes to fight. Because she's like, you're not going to fight for your wife? Girl, fighting for your wife is like, I would hope you're fighting to outside factors, not literally your wife.
Right. But then again, right, here's my issue. Tim is so consumed with his own self, that should have been a flag for him too, right? Because it's like, he's not asking her. Or, like, because he communicates about how, or he's sharing about how he feels about fights. He doesn't do little fights. He doesn't do the fighting. But you don't hear him clearly articulate how Alex engages in conflict, right? Like, he only is sharing from, my thing is, like, it feels like he's like, I'm telling you who I am. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, are you actually learning who she is?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just, like, giving out this information and assuming that she agrees with you or she's the same way as you without actually starting to understand who this woman is?
Well, do you think she was agreeing or disagreeing? Because I read disagree. She was like, oh, you're not going to fight for your wife because he's talking
exactly.
about leaving.
Exactly. That's my thing is, like, she is disagreeing.
Okay.
But he is not asking her more questions about that.
I mean, he might have. It's an edited show.
Right, but I don't think he is. I don't think these people are okay. actually learning a lot about each other, and they're learning in real time through actual conflict how they show up in conflict.
Yeah.
And I think Tim is very used to sharing his own stuff, and I don't know if he's used to actually learning about mm-hmm. And I don't even know if he's concerned with learning about the black woman that he wants to be in a relationship, or he wants her to be his emotional mule, you know?
Mm.
And, like, you know?
Maybe.
Because he named, you know, their conversation, their dates were often very heavy because of what he
yes.
was sharing. And then he's like, our dates have been so heavy, I wasn't sure if we can have fun. But it's like, nigga, it's you.
Yeah.
You're the reason. Like, I'm like, you're talking to a Leo. Anything I know about a fire sign, we're going to have a good time most times until we're not having a good time.
Yeah.
And you've learned, you know, like, so I'm just like, are you actually learning about this woman? Or are you just like wanting a safe place to be vulnerable?
Yeah.
And if that case, you need a therapist, not a wife.
I mean, I absolutely noticed how many men in general this season were saying that they're safe. And I'm like, but I haven't heard one soul woman say it. Like, I'm not hearing it. But also, I'm noticing some of these women have a little bit of desire for toxic masculinity. So
yeah.
then it's like, would they even want it? I don't know. But the disrespect already happened. I think our cliffhangers, literally Alexandra hugging this man, and he has like the 1,000-yard stare. I was like, free this man! Free him!
And it's like, it's okay to honor people's boundaries. When she was like, come closer, and he said no, it's okay to be like, okay, I'm gonna give you that space. You know, I
oh,
think
God.
Also
but she went closer because she don't.
Yes,
she's not respect him. She do not
exactly.
respect him.
Like,
and that disrespect came out quickly the minute she was upset. And apparently,
right.
it has nothing to do with you. But you put your hand over my mouth. I'm sorry, it's a lie. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
If I'm upset about something and someone is not giving me space to just be upset, and then they're just like talking at me, and he did note that the way he was talking to her was probably not the tone he should have been using,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like, mm-hmm. if she's already upset, and then you low-key kind of yelling at her, did you think it was going to de-escalate the situation, or did you know it probably would escalate the situation, you know? Not
know,
that he was right for what she did, because she wasn't, but I'm just like, I don't understand what he thought. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, did he think he was going to yell at her and she would just start being vulnerable?
Mm-hmm. Well, I also don't even know if he started out yelling. You
that's
know?
True.
That's
know
not
anything.
What she said. It felt like he was concerned. He's asking her a bunch of stuff. And maybe she was like, look, if you want it, here you go. And it just then escalated. Because he kept saying, then talk. He said
yeah.
he kept, like, basically begging her for communication.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe she was too mad at him trying to communicate that then it just became a fight where we're calling each other outside of our names. Or really,
right.
her outside
her
of his name.
Her.
So.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to work. Because also,
I don't think so.
And he said his mother said he should get a strong-willed woman. I don't know if he actually wants a strong-willed woman.
I don't think that's an issue. I'm such a Tim defender right now. Like, why?
You are, but that's fine. I mean, I think because a part of it, I'm like, yes, some of this is toxicity, but I think a part of it is like she is stuck in her own thing, right? And that's a part of someone being strong-willed. It's like,
yeah.
I'm 10 toes down on my stuff,
yeah,
and he's 10 toes down on his, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, do you actually want someone who's like that, or do you want someone who actually is going to meet you closer to where you are a bit more, actually?
I don't think strong means I can't compromise. Like, I don't want to conflate strength with not being able to compromise and not being able to communicate.
Well, I mean, I think, not to say it's not to communicate, but I think if you are strong-willed, you are not, like, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. they won't easily compromise, right? Because I'm like, compromise yeah. requires someone who's a bit more flexible and chill. And I don't think either of these people are very chill.
I think Tim is the chillest. Like,
and he's not chill. Right? It's like, yeah, he's the chillest out of these two, but that ain't saying much. You know? I'm just like...
You acted like he's bouncing off the walls. The man tried on a hat.
What I mean by chill is like, he took pleasure in annoying her. That is not chill. That is not chill at all. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like someone who was a bit more chill when she made that comment, they would have been like, okay, well, I'm going to get it anyway. Or like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Right. Yeah. But he wanted to go back and forth with her. And I'm like, the fact that they like going, I'm like, that's not chill though.
Some people like to flirt that way. I think it's an immature way to flirt. It's how I used to flirt, like middle to high school. And then I was like, actually, you might just hate me. We might just hate each other.
Right. We actually just might not like each other as people.
But that
we might
takes,
be attracted
like,
to each other.
That takes maturity, because I also acknowledge that in pop culture, when we see romance, sometimes the whole, like, enemy, like, there's just so many examples of toxicity that in romance and flirting and stuff, especially between straight people, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the heteros right now.
Yeah.
I really, like, they're all playing these scripts. Like, when it comes to our dude, Nick, and Tim, it's giving, they're the husband on the sitcom who just wants to have fun and have a good time. And then Alexandra and Hannah are playing into the nag. Why can't she just have a good time? And I really want to be on their side because of that script. But then I'm also like, why are we escalating over a duck and a hat? And it's like, they also levy their attraction against these men, mm-hmm. against them, in a way that's like, I'm sorry, if the shoe was on the other foot, we would not be okay with that. We would not be okay with, ooh, this man being like, ooh, if you're going to pull on that dress, I don't like that. I'm going to be turned off. So it's like, what are we doing here? Like, I can't be more mad at the men who are just doing them than the women who are, like, getting worked up of them just doing them.
That's true. But, I think also a part of this is, like, I feel very protective of, like, Black women, I think,
I do, too.
Once I heard that initial thing that set that off, a part of me just felt like, I'm like, oh, well, were you, like, emotionally available for her to just like kind of open, because again, like we've said, like these men keep noting how they feel safe, but I'm like, a part of being willing to be vulnerable is someone else feel, you know, so I'm just like,
agreed.
Are they actual creating emotional safety for these women to
agreed.
Feel like they can be vulnerable, they can share what's going on with them, because I'm like, odds are they probably aren't, because they're so consumed with what they're feeling.
Absolutely. Tim needs to lay more of a safe foundation for Alexandra, and Alexandra needs to keep her hands to herself.
Please.
And stop calling people outside their names over some bull, okay?
And if you just don't like this man, leave.
Like, please. All of these women are acting like they are kept there with these, like, men they don't like. Leave.
Right.
Whew. Where's
it's like, this love triangle? Whew.
Would you jump into this polycule?
God, no. I would say far, far away.
Okay. I wasn't sure what the vibe was. I wasn't sure of the vibe. Now, Marissa is an Aries, and she's stuck between two men. Ramses, who's a Cancer, but he also said he was a Cancer double Leo, which might have tipped the scales. I don't know.
Might have. It truly did. The way she said, shut it down. I'm going to go tell Bodhi it's over now.
So wild. I was like, wait, what? And then Bodhi,
I think yeah, called him, like, nicknamed him Bodie, but it's Bowden, yeah.
He's a Leo. So, now, Marissa, she was about to be my fave. And then she said she used to date a Trumper. It's okay, because it was just the person. And this is where I'm like, my head is going to explode.
I was like, she has said that way too many times. The fact that she said it at all is
uncomfortable. Ramsey's got a little scared. Ramsey's like, you did what?
Right, like, what are we talking about? You're like, what? And why do you keep saying it?
And she was, like, so sure she was going to go with the military man. He, like, had no faith in her.
No, he didn't.
He was like, oh, you sure? Because
it's a Colombian and Guyanese man.
Jump scare.
He did, because it's a jump scare moment. Because she, 3 years? Marissa.
And which 3 years? Which three? It had to be under Trump.
So it had to be, right, because they assumably filmed this last year, right? But I'm like, it had to be during the Trump presidency. And my thing was, when she just so casually is like, you know, we didn't see the world in the same way. And this is my thing. Heterosexual women seem so comfortable dating men who do not share their worldview, and they just act like it's like the same as like, I like sweet tea and you like unsweet tea. And I'm like, that's not the same thing.
She was in the military. I think she sadly just had to accept, like, she decided to accept what was around her. That was the pickings. That was the pickings. Like, I think it's just more normalized. I don't know what to say. Meanwhile, Bowden's like, yeah, I look like this white privileged person. I'm a Ukrainian immigrant. I went to military once things were going down in Ukraine. I went back to train these soldiers. And Marissa's like, oh, I really respect that. He then goes on this very long story about how he almost got killed by a camel because of pride.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a biblical story about pride. What do you mean you couldn't look away or else you were the weaker one? You almost died. You were the weaker one. And this is what the... And she was on that. She was like, of course you couldn't look away. Of course you couldn't. Because you would have been weaker than the camel. This man's like, and then I almost died. And it's like, did you learn anything? Did anyone learn anything?
His friend told him, don't mess with that camel. They're dangerous.
And I hope it was a black man, too.
I hope it was just like,
you
were
somebody
more.
Else's country, and you just decide, I'm going to mess with these natural animals? For
that
what?
Big? It's like he found the biggest one. He gets this warning, like, hey, don't
exactly
mess with them. They're dangerous. Too. And then he's like, not only am I going to do that, I'm going to find the biggest camel I can see. And then you almost lost your life. Was it worth it? Was the picture worth it?
But that way, this is strong.
Strong.
It said, nature, I must mess with it. I was shocked because we were spending so much time with Bowden that I was like, oh, I guess she's gonna pick him, even though I saw Ramsey all up in the trailer.
Yeah.
And then she picked Ramsey.
Yeah.
And I can't really tell why. Because she's like, she seems bubbly and cute, and then she just lets something like slip. Because she was like, oh, yeah, like, you're not like the men, like, the military men. He's like, I'm just, like, not into, like, that toxic masculinity. And I feel like she likes it but doesn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the thing. I think why she chose him is because I think the intrigue of him being different. I think that's literally what it was. And I think Bowden, while I like his ideals, he's liberal, right? And so there are some things that make him different from your stereotypical military man. He is, I think, a bit more like her usual type, or seemed to be, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I don't think Ramses is like any guy she's ever dated. And I feel like, yeah, that attraction was there. And something about her finding out that he was a Cancer Leo.
I don't know what that was.
Now knowing that she's we find out, but I'm like, is it the fire sign? It's like, she liked that fire? I don't know, but it was
maybe
terrifying.
It was terrifying.
It was terrifying. It was like how hyped she got To find someone with two Leo placements was terrifying.
She might have known that he was going to blow her back out.
She did. She did. She said, oh, it's about to be on.
They said immediately. They were like, we barely waited. We barely made it out. There was just too much sexual tension for the pod.
They like, we had a meal and then we got it cracking. Dang.
I kind of love that. I kind of love that.
Like, wow. That's why. I mean, also, look at this man.
Look at
He's giving Leo.
Yeah, for sure. She was like, oh, he going to be fine. A double Leo?
He's gonna be fine.
He's sweet and just like all of the things, but I am just like, I'm so scared. Cause did you see
in the trailer? Yeah, it's not looking good, right?
We never had the cheating talk in the pods.
But in the original, in, like, the first trailer, he's, like, in a pool talking to someone, and he says, if I wasn't engaged, I'd want to have sex with you.
Ramsey says that?
Yeah. Like, I remember he's the one who says that. So I thought it would happen in Mexico, but I guess it must happen when they make it back to D.C.
I don't know. So, one of them might be the cheater. We don't know who. Because I saw her and Bowden, and I was like, I don't like this. Like, they always do that, and maybe nothing happens, but I don't know. I have a sinister feeling coming about this season.
Exactly.
So, they're having their fun, telling everybody that they're having their fun. So, we'll see. We know how that fire is in the beginning. All right. Ooh. Tyler and Ashley. Tyler's a Libra like me, so.
I think this is a very attractive couple. And
they're hot, yeah.
They are so fine. Like, it's just like,
she immediately like, where's my tattoo gonna be? If he's in the pool.
When they met, their reveal, she was looking at him like, ooh. Mm-hmm. When we get to Mexico, it's going to be something.
She said, who's celibate? Who? I don't have much about them because they seemed so easygoing. I know Tyler opened up about something. You could tell me more about this couple.
Oh, yeah. Tyler opens up about his backstory around his mother being Serbian, and her father disowned her after she had children outside of her race, and her mother continued to have a relationship with her, but her mother was diagnosed with cancer and passed away shortly afterwards, and he was around 9 when that happened, and so his mother was like a single woman raising 3 children on her own and really working multiple jobs to, like, you know, keep the lights on and keep them fed, and like, he had a really hard upbringing, and I mean, I did note before he even said his mother, like, there wasn't a lot of like emotional warmth there. Like, he was like, you know, we didn't say I love you to my mom. I did note that when he talked about his grandmother, he did not call her his grandmother. He said my mom's mom. And I found that to me is like a bit interesting when people denote a grandparent, not as like, this is my grandparent. They refer to them as their parent's parent in a way, because it feels a bit distant, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, okay, it seems like there wasn't a lot of emotional closeness in his family, because folks are literally just trying to survive.
And Ashley, she was very open to hearing all of that. Ashley brings up sharing passwords. I'm like, girl, take this hetero conversation out of here. But Tyler passes the test. He's like, we could share passwords. Then he's Tyler
like,
says,
I don't care.
He said, you could have everything. And she's like, oh, I love this. And I'm just like, oh, the heteros. So Tyler, he also isn't into gender roles besides being a protector. And she was like, thank you. Thank you, because I'm just a girl. And I gotta be protected. It seems like they're pretty good to go. We'll see, because I remember Ashley cries in that trailer as well.
No. I'm like, what happens? I love them so much as a couple.
And it's a Libra Aquarius.
We love an air sign duo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little airy, so I'm like. But he seems in touch with his emotions. So, yeah. You know.
But can he be, like you just said about Tim, can he make room? Because he literally said, we did not make room for my mama's feelings. But then again, they're children. Should they
that was
be
my thinking. Yeah,
the person to cry on? No.
But it's like, she literally had like no one else. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Is there anything else we want to say about them?
I really want them to work out because I really like them as a couple.
Yeah, there's no red flags here. So besides her crying in the trailer. So yeah, I feel the same way. Woo, Monica and Steven. Monica and Steven, her ignoring all of Steven's white flags, which are red.
But they might be Nigerian.
Exactly. They might be like 0.3 Nigerian and the rest white. She skipped over a lot, I think, in the pause. And I'm just like, who are you? You're a gorgeous person and I don't understand your thought process at all.
When this man called her a mutt, I almost...
Wait, he did what? When?
Yes. So, when he tells the story about his thinking they were Italian, his grandma telling them that they were Italian, then finding out they do the DNA test, ancestry, they West African, Senegalese, da 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 da. And then she's like, you know, I can relate. Like, you know,
You can't.
That is not the... I was like, this is a white man. He walks through the world as a white man.
He says, I am a white man. I'm glad he said that.
Period. I'm like, you are not white. So let's just, you know, but like, and then she's like, yeah, you know, my parents are, my mom is Honduran, but her parents are interracial. And then he's like, oh, so you're a mutt. And she's like, yeah, I'm a mutt. And it took everything in me not to throw my iPad across the room because what are you saying right now?
I want to throw up. I'm trying to hold back.
I'm sorry.
What is going on? Because I think these women are not young. Like, Monica, how old are you?
She's Monica's in her 37! Hannah's the youngest and she's 26. So all of these women except for Hannah are essentially in their 30s.
I don't need to be in DC at all. I don't need that in my life. The North. There's a lot of Southerners as well in this though, because it's like DMV area.
Right.
But y'all are tripping.
Here's my thing: when people be like, "DC is the South," I'm like, "Oh no, baby, it ain't the goddamn South." Because I know that much. If they were in the South, ain't no white man would have ever felt that comfortable to talk to a black woman and call her a mutt. I know that much.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But the North, they'll say it with a smile on their face.
Oh, so you're a mutt. And then she's just like, yeah, I'm a mutt. Monica.
Get deprogrammed right now.
Right.
Get in that room. Taylor, you too.
You too.
Marissa, you too. We're all getting deprogrammed from freaking this nonsense white supremacist culture. What is going on? Team meeting right now. Anyways, so he goes on the whole DNA ancestry. And then it's so funny because then Monica, she brings up multiple times him bringing up those books. As if it was like, oh my god, this white man, he like didn't get embarrassed that he has like 3% Nigerian and West African. Like he didn't crumble, he got books about that culture. And it's like, what about books about, I don't know, black Americans? Because if you're saying your daddy had some, let's go a little deeper of what's happening over here, sir.
Also, I'm like, is your granny still alive? Can we have a conversation with her about why she said she procreated with an Italian man?
But you know why. Right. You know why. The same reason why everyone's confused. Those generations, that's why every black family thinks they have Indian in them. You don't. You have white in you from slavery. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry to bring it up to you.
Exactly.
We're kind of all a little mixed here. My DNA came back like 50. And I was like, 50? I got two black parents.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. See?
So, slow down, Steven. Slow down, Monica. Like, what are we doing here?
Steven just knew. He's like, and therefore, I too am West African.
I too know why the caged bird sings. Steven is like, by the way, because I'm very open and I'm very truthful. Since you accepted me calling you a mutt, just to let you know, I have also cheated. You know, I just slipped into this woman's DMs. We were flirting with intention. I got caught. I was very embarrassed. It was, like, so embarrassing. And Monica's like, oh, my God. Like, thank you for telling me. Yeah, I have a past with cheating, too. I'm 36. What am I going to do? And it's like, the way that this whole thing was just on Love is Blind UK, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that man almost immediately got dumped,
mm-hmm.
and then this, and on top of that, this man says things like mutt and things like three-fifths, by the way. He said three-fifths black, and it's like,
he did.
Why did you pull out that fraction? No one says that.
Right, he said, my dad is either half or three-fifths, and I'm like, that's not how DNA works, because...
Why did you say three-fifths, Steven? Why did you say three-fifths? Why? You got an answer for that, Steven!
What? Sir, what?
And he gets the speech. He gets Monica. He gets. I hope the Hoteps right now are sick. I hope they petition. I might join them. And then, so they get engaged, right? They get engaged, and then this was awkward. But later on, Steven talks about, oh yeah, I loved seeing you when you have no makeup on and you're just comfortable, all natural, and then you have a black girl headband. But then he did this, and I was like, you mean a bonnet? She did not correct him, Quita.
My thing is, Monica letting this man be a little too comfortable.
Which she questionable. That's why I'm like, you gotta step in the room and get deprogrammed. The black girl headband. Is it this? Is it this, Steven?
I'm like, do you mean a bonnet? Do you mean a headscarf? Do you mean an edge wrap? Like, what are you saying? There's like so many things that black women put on their heads. Like, what are you talking about?
She actually nodded and was like smiling. And I was like, but then again, okay, I have to remember editors, maybe she corrected him, but I feel like if she did, they would have shown it.
They would have kept it in.
But I'm just like, what is going on? And I feel like Monica did not get embarrassed by any of this until they were around mixed company.
Because
now Steven wants to tell the other couples, the black couples, about this, and Monica's like, yeah, and you got the books. No. Keep the same energy, Monica.
No, you thought that shit was cute when you was doing your little commentary. Now it ain't cute when he telling everybody else. Okay.
Now Steven's embarrassing you because you did not stop it in the first place. You can't switch up on your white man like that.
You can't.
Don't do Steven like that.
Also, I will say, when he said his ancestry said he was West African, I was like, well, looking at his hair, I can kind of see it.
I already know.
It was, I think, actually, maybe, like, one of the other black women was like, looking at his hair, I can tell. And I was like, see?
But this is what black people do. This is what black people do. Because
even as a white man, but.
But now they want to act like, oh, but you could tell. Look at his face. And it's like, no, you can't. Now, white boys are getting perms right now. I will say that. So don't get bamboozled, because all these biracials in the NFL have the little curly top. And now the white boys are like, I want that too. And they all get in perms.
I mean, it seems like his hair is textured, but also it's like white people too can have textured hair.
They absolutely can. So let's not even try, because we do not need to encourage this nonsense.
I don't want to see any of y'all
being like, oh, you look like my cousin. Well, your cousin's white.
Your cousin look like Steven. Your cousin is a white man. I hate to break
you. Cannot. So let's. No. Here's the thing. This is why I thought Monica said she dated a Trump person. Steven said he was a Trumpy.
He did. He said he voted for Trump in the Clinton Trump presidency, like election.
He said he didn't like Hillary. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, now I know that's a mistake, da, da, da. And Monica just kept going on that ride. So I was like, so what's going on in D.C.? Like, I get it. I guess proximity or something, but it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
Who did Monica vote for? Like, this is where I'm spiraling.
And I think my thing is, like, what I get caught up on is, like, they don't act. I mean, they might, right? And we just don't see it. But from the way, from what we see, is they don't explore more conversation about their actual values and ideals. They just avoid that topic, or they just go, okay, and move on. I mean, it was the same thing. I believe it was Alexandra and Tim, but she said she was raised in the Nation of Islam, or like her dad is Nation of Islam. Right?
No, and I think it was like grandfather. Then her dad was Catholic.
That's right.
We are rebelling. We are rebelling.
Right. But then I'm like, this should be a moment where you talk about what are your religious, you know, like, but then Tim went somewhere else. Like,
she was like, oh, I love Muhammad Ali.
Is she a member of the Nation of Islam? Is she Catholic? Is she like, is she a different denomination of Christian? Like, is she not religious at all?
They had to have that conversation. I just have to believe they did, but for whatever reason, they edited it the way they did. Because that's just natural conversation. But it's like, I want so much for them. I want so much for the black women. And I'm like, the way we have the most black women ever in a season, it has to be, right?
It has. When they got to Mexico, I was like, oh my God. Like, there are four black women, one Asian woman, and only one white woman. I'm like, this feels unheard of in Love is Blind, like, cast. Like, especially
yet, I feel so distant.
Oh, that's...
from so many of them. I'm like, what is going on? Who are my people? Can I find my people?
Yeah, because can't no man to my face or through a wall call me a mutt and I'm going to get engaged to him. Ain't no way. And I'm not going to proudly say on TV I dated a Trumper for 3 years.
That's very
that
high.
Deep in my subconscious.
We
and never
hide that. Hide our bodies.
Truly.
Showcase them. That's some military stuff. Again, hop in there. Get deprogrammed. This woman is absolutely not attracted to Steven.
No.
Like, she's saying, like, yeah, I fell for his personality, da da da, if I saw him in the real world. Which, Love is Blind applicants, come here. Come here, because we are on season 7, and you're still doing this. Come here. Now, she doesn't like him, so I get it. The risk is low, honestly. She's not worried about his feelings. But if you're still early on and you're not sure, like, generally, you better just be the best actor you can be and being like, if I saw them in a bar, I would immediately undress them and do it right there in front of everyone. I would get arrested for public indecency. I'm so attracted to my fiance, and we're absolutely getting married. It takes, like, the risk is so high being negative than positive. I can't believe these people are still saying these things in these confessionals. Nick was the worst. We hopefully will never get there.
I pray.
But y'all are still very comfortable, because this is supposed to be about unconditional love, right?
Right. And it ain't that. It don't feel, you know, it's giving, yeah, very like, yeah, if I had my way, I wouldn't have chose this man.
Why would you say that, though? Like, just inside thoughts. Just,
right.
I know Netflix ain't paying you that much to be that honest. Like,
and it's like, I really don't think she likes him, because when they are in Mexico, like, the last interaction they show of them, he's, like, talking, you know, and, like, sharing about how much he really he loved meeting the other women and, like, being all together and, like, how it was so great the women were supporting each other, and he got to talk about how much he loves her in front of her friends, and, like, he got to do the same with his friends. And then she's like, shut up. Essentially,
he's doing it again, and he's like, "Oh, am I being chatty again?" She's like, "Yes." This is my thing. You do not like that man. You know how much Jordan talks. I will bring up every single time, because we talked about this on I Kissed a Girl. Jordan just talks. I quit. I did the polite thing as a Libra. Learn from me during our season. We shut down. We go down into our own little, I play the switch. I start going on my phone. Jordan keeps talking. Jordan don't care. When something very important happens, Jordan knows they've got to repeat themselves. Hey, I'm trying to pick dinner now. And I'm like, okay, I can join you. I can join you now. And guess what? No one's feelings are hurt.
Right.
There's no awkward silence. Now you made this power move, because she didn't even start talking. She just wanted to eat her chips.
It felt so, and as a fellow chatty person who, like, especially when I really like or love someone and I'm around them, and, like, I would just talk and talk and talk and talk. And I'm like, you tell me to shut up and I love you.
Days in, by the way. Me and Jordan have been together 4 years. I have earned tuning them out. I've earned that. That's my badge.
World shattered. But he just, like, went along with it. And he's like, okay.
He went along with it. And I'm like, all right, are we getting to some sub-dom stuff?
Right, because then he got her slippers for her. And I was just like, okay, what in the dom sub is going on? But then he did tell her, use me like a piece of meat. So,
he
like.
Did. Maybe he did like
her being like, shut up, you're talking too much.
Mm-hmm. He's a little cancer. He wants to be a little homemaker. And then Monica's a goddamn Gemini. So I know she chats. I know she's a yapper.
Exactly.
So it's like, and then when they're in the bathroom afterwards, and she's just trying to put on her face, and he's trying to get all lovey. I was like, oh, Lord. She didn't say no. She didn't circle away, but I'm like, I'm getting some major dom sub stuff out of this.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that's the dynamic, because otherwise, I'm like, nah, I'm out here defending this white man who called her a mutt. Like, what?
Nah. We're not going to do that, because we already got the teaser that Mona's cuz crying. I don't know what Steven did.
Tis true.
I don't know
Tis
what.
True.
So we're just going to have to wait on that. But most of these, in summary, most of these couples should not be together.
Welcome to you. Love is Blind US. None of these people should be together, actually.
Actually, like, what? Like, okay, so we say this one, yes. Tyler and Ashley, yes.
Yes.
Steven and Monica, no.
No.
Whew. All right, so what do we think about Marissa and Ramses? Yes or no?
It's good for right now.
Uh-huh.
Long term, I don't know about that. Also, to me, they give in bisexual couple.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, yeah. Like, big bisexual energy.
Oh, like, yeah. I don't know what they were doing behind closed doors. But when it's that good, I'm sorry, heteros aren't happy good.
No.
No.
On Marissa. Like, no. Marissa came out in New Mexico, and they were like, oh, you're glowing. And she's like, I sure am.
She might be pregnant. Like, she said three times? She might be pregnant. Like, who knows? So, hopefully it's a yes. I want Marissa to want Ramsey. And right now, she want him bad.
She want him bad. But I guess for me, I'm like, there's really big sexual energy in chemistry. And apparently they picked up on that in the pods,
yeah.
Which makes me a bit worried.
Because
now I'm just like, okay, is there going to be actual emotional depth there between them?
Yeah. And I think, sadly, gender is still going to be a part of this dynamic. I mean, Marissa Litter talks about, oh, I usually lead when I dance. It's like a huge problem. And Ramsey's didn't make it a problem. But I'm just like, but is she the type to be like, oh, I'm told, like, you still want to be dominated? Because you think that even if you're naturally an Aries and naturally want to take control, do you low-key be like, but I still want to aspire to these gender roles, and therefore I still want these, like, very masculine men.
Exactly.
Ramsey's better be good after this. Like, I don't want a heartbreak to turn this man into anything other than what he is. Let that soft boy alone.
I mean, he a soft boy, but he also looked like a foot boy. So I'm like, don't let the pearl earring fool you.
Forget what you said he said in the trailer. Like, it won't stay. I'm telling you. It won't. I'm into him. Like,
exactly. I'm like, he's very attractive, very double Leo energy, very fine, got his own little sense of style.
Oh,
works
you know
for
what?
A nonprofit.
I need to remember he's a Leo. I get turned off by Leos. I need
got
to remember
it, right.
that.
A double Leo.
I can't.
Moon and rising.
Can't do it. He wants celebrity. He wants fame. I'm not going to do it. All right. And then we have Tim and Alexandra. Actually, they're going to be my chaotic bi moment, by the way.
Period. Yes.
Do we have a beautiful black moment?
I think for me, it was Tyler and Ashley praying together in bed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not religious, so I was a bit like, what is this? But also, as someone who grew up religious, it seems like Ashley is very important for her to be with a man who is religious. So that was like a beautiful black moment of like two black people who seem very in love with each other. And the way he like put his hands out and like she, you know, puts her hands in his and then he like leads a prayer. I was like, it's cute. I love a good black moment like that.
Yeah. Do you think they both zoned after?
He said, now let's get freaky. Right?
Yes. He said, God said procreate. He said,
we
will.
This ought to be my wife, okay?
I know you Christians. I know you Christians get turned on by that. So you do you. You do you, boo. Tim, I gotta go. Gotta go.
We're done here. Like,
We're done. Nick and Hannah gotta go. For everybody's sake, please. And then these two are gone. I can't believe I missed that.
I know. Yeah.
I think it was just like, yeah, we're done here. Like, they get on the couch. It's happening for so long. I'm just ready to go to the next thing. I have to go back to that. That's wild. And then we have these two. I feel like they're going to get married. I feel like Garrett and Taylor are going to get married.
I do, too. I mean, they seem very well matched for each other in the fact that they both have, like, science backgrounds. They're both ambitious, but I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't know, because, like, I think Taylor, Her big thing is wanting to be wanted.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's like, you know, no, I'm not hard to get. I'm hard to earn. And, like, all of these things. But it's like, but then you're also not open. And, like, I don't know. I feel like they're always stepping on each other's things a little bit. We're, like, kind of ignoring some things a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, they probably shouldn't get married, but I feel like they will.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think, because it seems like for Garrett, he does like a woman who does have stuff on her own. Because when he went on that date with Brittany, when he came out of the pod, he was like, that's not my woman. That's not the one for me. You know, he was like, yeah, very clear. He doesn't want kind of like ditzy blonde trophy wife type energy.
Yeah.
So I think someone like Taylor is more his speed. But I think she does need to like open up a bit more. And just like, I don't know, like, she shares her feelings with him, but I think there is like a little bit of a softness that she's lacking. Not saying that women have to be soft, but I'm just like, I don't know, like, girl, do you like him? You know, like, it feels like, because even when he asked her to be his girlfriend, she's like, no. And at first I thought she was joking, but like, no, she meant that. And I was like, okay, like, we love making men earn it.
Convince me in 2 hours. Like, it's games. That's the thing that's, yeah, that I have the red flags, is that Taylor's playing games. And like, oh, I feel like all of these women have probably been through it. Because what is this? Sure. It's like coping stuff. It's all coping stuff of dealing with toxic men. So I want to have that very much a genuine understanding.
Yeah.
But it's like this is not a foundation for a marriage.
It's not.
Oh, well. Oh, okay, Quita. Where can people follow you?
Finally at the end. Yeah, you can. When they do these 6-episode drops and we have like 6 different couples. So you can find me on Instagram at @hello_Quita. Yeah, and stay tuned because I'll be releasing a podcast called Grassroots University. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. I am an entertainment reporter currently writing for Collider. I will be writing about Love is Blind. I did interviews for The Circle season 7 recently. So you can go ahead and read up on that because people had a lot of things to say about this past season. And on this channel, we are going to continue with our Love is Blind recaps. Feel free to watch the past seasons that we watched and Love is Blind UK, and we're wrapping up Big Brother, so that's ending very soon. I just talked about the double eviction, and we'll see if we're going to get more post-season interviews for Survivor that just started. Our Survivor 47 recaps are going to start the first episode this week. Is going to be covering episode 3 with Sabaya Broderick. She's coming back. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm actually going to do a Survivor interview on this channel. We are going to have Asia Welch, who went from Wrap Up Podcast. I actually talked about the Ultimatum Queer Love season on that podcast with her. And now she's going to come over here, because unfortunately she was the 3rd boot on Survivor 47.
Okay.
Yeah. But she did well. She did well.
Yay.
Yeah. So please follow Black Barrier Reality across all socials. Tell your friends about this podcast if you really enjoyed it. We want to grow, and I want to do more Love is Blind interviews, but I cannot do that if these videos are not getting the right performance and eyes on them. So if you're really into this podcast, please share, like, comment, do all the things. And other than that, just have a good one. Remember that you're visible to me.